watching Radio Free Cybertron with your hosts, Brian Kilby, J.D. Church, Rob Springer, John DeLuna, Lady Rick, Weebum, featuring XV.
So this is, and I am Brian Kilby. Today's date is January 12th, 2011. It's the new year. It's their second show of the new year. And it's certain to be awesome.
Everything's working wonderfully, guys.
Except for your video.
Yep. Technology.
Comcast Rob. Loves you, Rob.
I'm about to do some Xfinity. Well, no.
So in the pre-show, Rob has been fighting with his ISP. We've all been battling Skype just a little bit, but
not me.
Yeah, your video. Nah, your video kind of crapped out for a second. So
Atlanta's buried under ice, so I don't know.
Yeah,
but ice does not equal fire, Rob.
It's fixing.
I will show you guys how.
It's awesome.
There's probably some sort of math where it works out where ice does equal fire. So I'm not.
Well, you can still burn crap when it's frozen. Trust me, guys.
Yeah, it's true. So again, this is Radio Free Cybertron. I am your host, Brian Kilby. Today, like I said, the 12th of January. With me, I have XV, Weebum, Lady Wreck, John DeLuna, Rob Springer, and JD Church. This is the Transformers Internet Radio Show, the original. We're awesome. So, I want to say lots of news, but is there really lots of news this week?
No.
There is news, technically.
There's exciting news.
Yeah. We can make it sound like
it's still going to be an awesome show.
Yeah, it's going to be an awesome show.
It's worth talking about.
Yeah. I'm sitting here drinking a 2-liter of caffeine-free Diet Dr. Pepper. I am not.
Are you feeling okay?
How does that make any sense?
I need.
That's caffeine. a waste of time, buddy.
It's fluid. I need fluid. I take too much caffeine as it is. I don't need any more caffeine.
Crystal Light.
Yeah, it's not carbonated. No.
Fresh water.
Crystal Pepsi.
Fresh water.
I need carbonation.
What about seltzer water?
Yeah, you can buy carbonated water.
It sucks. It's only good when you add
when you add crack to it.
Yeah, sugar. Crack to it.
Crack. When you add corn syrup.
Yeah. Or yeah, Transformers.
Heroin. Carbon water is duty.
Transformers. It's better than crack.
Yeah, it is.
Thank you, XV. But let's go ahead and jump into the news. Okay, so our pal Dave Edwards Zabavor works at Walmart, and he found in the Walmart computers new toys, listing for RC and Warpath. What, Rob?
I just made an explosion noise.
Boom! Kapow!
Got your boom!
Okay, but
Drax is funny when you're in a cartoon.
Pow! But RC,
not bad shooting for a girl.
Yeah, I know. RC and Warpath, pretty interesting. I mean, there are other listings, like for Optimus Prime and a Starscream, which was kind of interesting because we were kind of curious as to what that Starscream is. But RC and Warpath were actually what it could be.
It's like, please, not another classic Starscream.
I'm not expecting it to be a Henke Starscream or a classic Starscream. I would more expect to see something maybe War for Cybertron or maybe something for Prime. But
you know what the best part is? In just 1 month, it's Toy Fair, and we'll probably get to see a picture of this.
Exactly. That's what I was going to say. Toy Fair is coming up in about a month, actually. And all will be revealed there, if not before. So we'll probably see Warpath. We'll probably see RC. I'm assuming that Starscream is going to be maybe War for Cybertron or Transformers Prime. Someone had this crazy suggestion on AllSpark that it might be the Henke Classics mold in G2 colors. But
I just can't see it. It's too similar to the ones we have already.
And, you know, we're already getting that as a BotCon or a Transformers Club exclusive with, Thundercrackers or Skywarp?
Wasn't it Ramjet?
Was it Ramjet? It's Ramjet, because Ramjet loves toast, yes.
Exactly.
So it's Ramjet. So we're not getting that. So I would be shocked. I mean, that's Pegwarmer City. I mean, that's not going to sell in the mass market. But still interesting, not all the same. Warpath. I mean, what are these deluxes? Or did it?
Yeah, it's
generations. It's Warpath. I mean, a deluxe.
Yeah, I mean, everything so far has been deluxe so far.
At least with Warpath, we have a pretty good idea what to expect because there was a Warpath in the pack-in comic with the Battle in Space set.
Yes,
which used it used an original design, where the comic was also using new toy designs for several of the characters.
Yes, Battle in Space right here, people watching.
So there's a very good chance that the other two things are also G1 related.
Yeah.
Well, rather than being Prime or what have you.
Actually,
I'm leaning toward Prime for a particular reason. Zob said in that post that they were scheduled to be late releases, being that, you know, a little bit later on. Well, after what we already know, Movie 3 stuff should be rolling out. So when Generation wheels back up, being that Hasbro's pretty much said there's not going to be a Prime toy line, it's pretty fair to assume Prime toys will just be intermittently shoved in. Reveal the Decepticon's Wang, or whatever we're going to be calling it by then.
Way to go, Rob. That's awesome.
So with Starscream, RC, and Prime, that could very well be the Prime toys.
Well, here's the thing, though. Hasbro not said that they are trying to keep Generations going alongside the movie instead of interrupting the classic stuff again like they have the last two times?
Right.
Yeah, right.
It's all up for a theory right now.
Yeah. Right, we basically have to wait for either Toy Fair or leaked pictures out of China.
Now, from the Battle in Space comic, to me, just that one glance of that we get looks like the Legends toy of Warpath. Is that not the Legends?
People who are more familiar with all this stuff than I am, because they actually have a Legends Warpath.
I have it. I was looking at it. I was comparing it. I mean, like, that's it.
Yes, screw you.
Rob no, has Machine Wars Optimus Prime there.
There's details on the comic version that aren't on the Legends toy or any other existing version of Warpath. And given the other toy-based stuff, nobody's thinking the artist just kind of, you know, embellished.
That's probably fair, because at this point in the game, you know, the Laser Optimus Prime Generations toy took us by surprise. And it's probably like one of the rare times we didn't already see the mold coming.
Yeah. Also, remember that comic book, the leaked scan of the cover, was the first glance we got at Generations Cup.
Yeah.
That was the time its design had been seen at all.
And when something like that, you know, pops up, especially when it comes to a comic, since there's no R&D, there's no effort, you draw it. It's entirely possible that these could be designs that, you know, someone just came up with, or designs that are going to be shelved. I mean, there's no guaranteeing that any of this goes. What's up with the Optimus Prime, Rob? Did you just get that?
I was playing with him. I've got Adam. I just pulled him out of the basement and decided to play with him.
He's okay. He's a better Thunderclash than Optimus.
Yeah, I've had him for a good decade. It's just probably the longest I've played with him in a decade.
I sold mine to Sam. Shell Spark. I don't know why. I sell everything. I sell my soul each and every week to you, the listener.
I'm concerned a little. The top of the box has got some sun bleaching going on, and this box hasn't seen the light of day since from KB to my car.
Well, obviously you have a miniature sun in your basement.
Weird, because that's the only place you get sunlight in here.
So, sad news. Aaron Kincaid, voice of Skylynx, and Killer Croc from Batman the Animated Series passed away this weekend. I saw that.
Yeah. Did he manage to throw a rock at somebody first?
Nice.
With his dying breath.
Yeah, he lugged a rock. Yeah, he lugged a rock.
A 2-ton boulder.
Yeah. So did
it was a big rock.
Yeah. Did you happen to watch that as sort of celebration of his life? Almost got him.
No, but that's the only Killer Croc quote that I can remember, because it's probably the only one worth remembering.
Yeah, it's pretty good. I saw that Walkie mentioned that he was watching it, so I'm like, I'll do that. I've got the set over here, so I pulled it out and watched it.
Did you?
Yeah, I did. It was
nice.
Almost got him. It's pretty awesome.
Yeah, a good episode besides.
Yeah, but that's sad. Skylynx is absolutely one of my favorite G1 characters. He will be missed. Aaron Kincaid, not Skylynx. We have Skylynx forever.
Right.
In our hearts.
Yes.
What you meant.
Yeah.
Yeah, we just got bad impersonations, though, for the rest of the time.
That's true.
Yeah. I thought about doing, like, a tribute night where I watched a bunch of, you know, like, season three episodes.
Let's call it
a premise. Skylynx. And I didn't do that, but I thought about doing it. And it's the thought that counts.
In part five of the parody, we somehow need to have Skylynx written into it.
Yes. Just say something extremely prickish.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, or just quote Killer Croc. I don't know.
That's true. That's true.
No, it's with the power of the Matrix Rod, Miss, clearly I should have had the Matrix the whole time, or this would have all been solved earlier.
Yes.
Yeah, that's pretty good. That's been.
Okay. Oh, thanks. Thanks.
So you're hired. Rob was also an actor, JD. Not forget that.
Yeah, this is true.
Okay. So, Transformers 3 is actually coming to IMAX. Nothing is being filmed for IMAX, just like they said, but of course we all knew that it would be. So it's going to be remastered for the format, and
it was 3D, isn't it? It's not 3D IMAX.
It's definitely 3D. It may be 3D. I don't know how that works. I don't know what kind of conversion they do, because if I remember correctly, the IMAX 3D is shutter based. I've only seen one 3D IMAX movie, and I think it was shutter based. I saw two, but that other one didn't count since it was like ocean crap. But go ahead.
No, so you're saying shutter as far as like the way the lenses work?
Yeah, on off, the lens on off. Yeah.
Gotcha. Isn't that what like Avatar was in?
Well, it depends where you saw it. If you saw it in IMAX, yes. If you saw it in real 3D, no. It would have been...
If you didn't see it at all, you win.
And if you saw it like in a 1970s theater... If you saw it in a 1970s theater, it would have been Anaglyph. You'd have like red and green. That would have been pretty awesome. So.
And then you'd
That's what I ended up seeing Tron with the red... With like the...
Oh, you're joking. Are you serious?
Really?
Yeah.
Do they still make Anaglyph movies? I thought it was all real 3D at this point.
That's it was the two color. Yeah.
Holy crap.
That's awesome.
No way. Yeah.
That's pretty awesome. Sure.
You can, I'll have to ask Amanda, but I'm pretty sure that.
Are you colorblind? How can you not tell the difference between real 3D and Anaglyph?
The question is, did they give you glasses that were made out of paper or plastic?
No, they were plastic, but they weren't the same. I could tell they weren't the same kind of lenses that it had for Avatar. So
okay.
Mm.
Yeah.
Awesome. I saw it in real 3D and it wasn't that great. The movie itself wasn't that great and the 3D was pretty awful.
But Avatar or Tron?
Tron. I love Tron, but
I have yet to see Avatar. I don't plan on seeing it ever.
Good.
It was pretty. Anyway,
just plug and tell me things.
So background you're saying it's so we don't know how to do the downgrade is what we're talking about, right?
Yeah.
As far as
I don't know how it happens. I'm not saying it's downgrade, though.
Have to be if they're doing well. I guess, or they go up from the main print, or they go down from like the 3D.
IMAX is such a huge. Well, I mean, it's not like we're talking the difference between 35 millimeter or 80 millimeter or whatever. I mean, it's all digital now, so. So I'm not up on my technology, but they are.
They just go to Photoshop and go into resize and tell it 200%.
You know what they should do? They should go into content aware fill and like take the plot out of like one movie and put it into that. That's exactly what they should do.
How do you even convert regular 2D films into 3D?
It takes
a lot. I mean, I'm sorry. Regular 2D films from regular format, the regular widescreen to an IMAX format.
They probably just clip off the sides. Honestly, there's probably no magical pan and scan like they do for television, and it would look like crap if they did. Pan and scan is the worst thing ever.
Okay. I'll put it to you how Michael Bay has decided to make it work. All right, bro, look on the bottom of your monitor. You see this thing called width? Push that button a few times, man. Dude, check it out. It's awesome.
Way to get Rob. That's awesome.
IMAX.
Nice. Okay.
We'll go blow
I'm telling
tacos.
You, for 15 minutes every week, we need to have just the Rob show.
We could.
Yeah, but Rob, Skype wouldn't work long enough.
Get the 15 minutes. We're minimizing our risk.
Right, going to actually turn off AIM and see if magically Skype works when AIM isn't running.
Don't do that. AIM and Skype are together.
Yeah.
Yeah. You'll make your whole computer crash.
AOL is trying to keep AIM people from using, like, they want to keep up their user base for AIM as much as possible.
Yeah, I'm noticing something here. Let's see how this works. I'll just turn aim on my phone.
If you leave, there'll only be four left.
Oh no! You have enough for a podcast?
Okay, so I'm
going. So are you guys saying I can't use ICQ anymore?
I just found my ICQ number last year.
ICQ.
ICQ is awesome.
ICQ, man.
Oh, I hated that stupid thing. I know. Anyway.
Okay, so Tom Kenny is voicing a character in Transformers 3. Yay.
That's almost newsworthy. Until you put in two things. Let's see. Hey, didn't he voice someone in the last movie? Yeah. How many voice actors are left in Hollywood?
A lot. That's actually going to my point. They should be getting voice actors from Canada.
Oh. Well, you know, they could get David Kaye. He moved to Hollywood.
Did he?
Yeah.
He would be way better. Of course, they would end up doing some sort of stupid Inzite thing.
Yeah, probably. Which
might be funny.
Yeah, it might be funny. Maybe not. Okay. So, the 88, Dale Jr. Dale Jr.
Dale Part 2.
The thing is, where I work, I'll see him driving around sometimes, so it's no big deal. It looks nothing like the movie. So I'm reading what XV wrote. What does it look like?
I didn't do the show notes.
I thought you did this. I wrote that. Because it looks nothing like read. It.
Good job, Peter.
What does it look like?
I should have probably see, the thing is, we are attempting to keep ourselves from getting in trouble because... Because, well, I mean, we're trying... We do not... Because these are stolen toys.
We don't... Yeah, and I understand and respect that, so...
Yeah, so, dude, all right, I'm going to put it... We put it in the show.
Someone stole this, but we are not saying whether or not it's true or not. It could just be an elaborate kit bash.
Spooky. Right. We didn't load it onto the truck and make it fall off. Yeah. We just took pictures of it after.
We just walked by.
I just went to the flea market, man, and they miraculously had these robots I thought I could sell. I didn't know they were next year's BotCon exclusive.
Wow, that does look nothing like the...
So, yeah, so...
Looks like the Ecto-1, honestly, with that thing on the top of it.
It gets to that guitar on the roof.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not a big NASCAR fan, but...
me neither.
I'm pretty sure the green one was the Dale Jr. car.
Yes.
Because I saw some National Guard there. So, there 1A, there's a little National Guard sticker about that big. On the side by the 88,
mm-hmm.
And it's not souped up at all. it's definitely a deluxe because it's got that big gun, so it's at least part of MechTech.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe it works like Keyforce. You just put the gun in there and you flip it, and all these things come out. That'd be pretty awesome.
Yeah, that's possible. That's totally possible. Okay, interesting.
But it's not green. That's the weird part.
Yeah, green.
Well, you know, the words AMP are not trademarked, okay, buddy? Get where I'm going with it.
So AMP now, green. Now that we have a Dale Jr. car, we need a Kid Rock car so they can, like, race each other and, like, BFFs. That would be awesome. Okay. So, rumor. This is a rumor. This isn't necessarily the case, but new Dark of the Moon toy listing. Referenced, like, a leader class Sentinel Prime. Barricade and Roadbuster, also not leader class, but take that with a grain of salt. Interesting though.
Those names were thrown out during filming.
Oh, were they?
Yeah, that big fire truck that we've seen that was in Chicago was called Sentinel Prime.
Gotcha.
Barricade might come back,
but the toy listing definitely still rumor. Yes. So we first look at the Dreads, more Dreads and a Ferrari. And
don't read that part.
And I can't. Don't read it. We're not showing the pictures. Again, more stolen prototypes, which we are not going to share, but we will look at during the course of the show. Oh my God! Look at that. Actually, that site's no longer there. It looks like Hasbro or someone had them taken down. That's good. That's really good. I like that.
Yeah, just, that other one that didn't turn into a link.
Yes, good, good, good. Okay, so Simon Furman still has it. So there's, we got a translation of a story. Did Furman actually script that?
Yeah.
That's weird. So it's a Japanese story that Furman scripted and then was retranslated or translated into English. Did it make more sense?
You know, the thing is, it wasn't that bad of a little comic. It, you know, there was no let's team together to fight Unicron or the government or Mr. Peanut. Nothing. It's just an honest to goodness. So far, Transformers Adventure, it's not too bad.
You about made me spit out this stuff, Rob. That's awesome.
It's like Simon, hey, you know what? He's still got it, guys. He can still turn out a fun Transformers story. It's only two issues in, so don't hold me to this. But he's still got it, guys. This is a fun, I mean, it's not deep. It's just a fun Transformers story. It's like, oh, Starscream.
But if it goes along Furman's recent track record, it'll never get finished.
It'll be like all these issues, and you're like, man, where is this going? Last issue.
And then Takara comes up. Files for bankruptcy.
Some Asian guy buys a Porsche and then leaves.
Yeah. Basically, it's any miniseries you've read from IDW, man, this is great. This is great, and now it's over.
Awesome.
The hell? Something happened. It just literally said the end for like 26 pages. What the hell?
in 26 different languages.
Yeah, I'm looking at you, Hearts of Steel.
It's over. Finished.
So, War for Cybertron character. Downloadable content packs and map packs half off on Xbox Live. Pretty awesome. So if you haven't gone out and if you don't already have them, buy them half off. I'll do that. I actually need to play that game since I own it.
You actually need to take it out of its shrink wrap.
I took it out of the shrink wrap, but I not really played it. So
baby steps, baby steps.
So, Amy, what's going on this week in the comic world?
Nothing.
And she has
We have no sound from Amy.
She has no audio.
Oh man.
Oh no. Speechless.
She's
on mute.
Oh, there we go.
She's telling her husband, these idiots that I'm talking to.
What's going on? How much longer?
Smell of bacon.
She was like, why am I live this week? It was great last week. Nobody was interrupting me.
That's because I pre-recorded last week.
No one once told me how much Drift sucked.
Well, there's plenty of room for you guys to do that this week because guess what? The trade paperback is out.
Woo!
Awesome.
Should I buy this?
Okay, I'll let you go ahead and say it, and then I'll laugh.
And if you want to see what the cover art is, it's around. You can check out. Shane McCarthy's blog, Josh Perez's blog, and Alex Milne's blog. They all have art and stuff that they put up in. That's smacktalk.com.au, Daimuch at deviantart.com, or Marker Guru at deviantart.com. And
that's right.
There's a little bit of news that I just got told about, but I want to check my sources first before I actually reveal that, but it's just about comics coming out. The release dates have finally been put out for Foundation and I believe one other one, Rising Storm. And I just want to check I just barely found out about it. No, it's just Foundation issue one and issue two. Supposedly that's coming out next month. So I'll find out when it gets a little bit closer, but next week, I'm not quite sure what is out because they keep on canceling things or at least pushing them back for whatever reason. So, I don't know. Nope. Nothing's come out this week.
Good job, Cup.
Yeah. Nothing's come out this week except the Transformers Prime comic. So if you are a fan of watching just what we saw with the 5 episodes of Transformers Prime and you want to see a little bit more of that, you can pick up these comics. They're about RC and Cliffjumper. So, if you want
I'd like to get that.
Are they adult only?
No, they're actually good. We reviewed them. I reviewed it because they actually came out in September, October in a small digest form. And so these are just the full comic issues. So if you didn't get the digest, you can get the full comics. And out this one, the one that's out this week is issue 2. So issue 1 was out last week. Issue 2 is out this week. 3 and 4 are following for the next previous 2 weeks. So if you haven't got a chance to see those, check them out. That's pretty much it.
on that drift trade, yes. I read that he went back and colored Wind, his head, a little bit differently.
Wing. Josh Perez went through and redid the head piece so that it's got more red in it, so you can tell the difference more distinctly between Drift and Wing. So you don't have to check that stuff out.
I'm not the only person that had that problem then, apparently.
No.
Well, there were a few people that did, but honestly, I don't see what you guys are having a problem with. Their eyes are two different colors.
They look like they look like cat robots.
Well, if their eyes are different colors, then that's fine. I mean,
it's like every single one of them is smirking and walking away from explosions. Cliff Jumper's not even in this book, and he's telling them how awesome they are the whole time.
That's awesome.
Man, this is good writing. I'm glad there's three blogs up to defend this novel.
Okay, let's go ahead. Let's go ahead and.
I thought it was fine, but no.
We're jerks. I'm sorry.
Yeah, we are.
Yeah,
hey, last we'll have Amy on live.
Yeah,
actually, fun, right? They have me as well to defend this.
before we jump to Wiki Spotlight this week, John, what's going on in the chat this week?
Well, specifically, there's a little bit of news. Have you seen Perceptor's bio?
Ooh,
for Generations. Yes. So, if our kind host will look through the chat, there's a couple links. The chat actually brought this to our attention. And then me and Trax, one of our faithful followers on chat, looked it up. And sure enough, there it is, clear as day. So they broke a little news for us. Do you have it, Brian, or do you want me to read
it? I see it right here.
Very nice.
You mean to read? Okay, I'll read
it. Yes, give it to us.
Perceptor is one of the most brilliant scientists ever produced by Cybertron. He was produced by Cybertron? Okay.
Sure, why not?
Much of the technology the Autobots take for granted is due to his discoveries. This sounds like a sixth grader wrote it. It is rare that he actually builds or invents anything himself, but his insights make it possible for engineers and inventors to continue the pace of technological development. Turn the tables on enemy forces and throw this warrior into the fight. Okay. Press the button to reveal this figure's robot allegiance and then prepare him for a battle. But we already know that...
previous paragraph.
Yeah, your perceptor figure is dedicated to destroying any opponent, and his light bar that converts to a shoulder blaster will help you to TWO get the job done.
Man, Perceptor's going to murder.
He does not say that.
Yes, TWO. I'm hoping that's an OCR typo or something. If robot combat turns into a car chase, convert your warrior into research truck vehicle mode and send him racing off to rule the road.
Okay. This bio is pretty much painted the Perceptor, the smart Perceptor we know, as in basically that guy at work that says, dude, no, you should use the Phillips head screwdriver. Yeah, I know.
So he sounds like a little pedant prick, which actually that's what Perceptor kind of is. He kind of is a pedant.
Perceptor is based on Brian Kilby?
No.
Mm. Well, Brian Kilby got this show to work and create it. This Perceptor is just the guy who's, I am an absolute genius because I can tell you everything there is about ALF.
A cursory reaction shows a distinct lack of cursory and distinct. Perceptor, you know what half the words you use mean. Sorry.
Shut up.
XP rained on our parade as far as like timeliness of the news. So yeah. Apparently this has been like on the internet for a while now. Really? It's just now come to light though.
I haven't seen it.
Yeah. That post on TFW that was references dated mid-December.
12/16/2010. Breaking news.
Apparently all these news hounds haven't jumped to RSS quick enough then.
Yeah. So.
Sorry.
You know, oh my god, some news. War for Cybertron is going to be a game after all.
Oh my god, War for Cybertron's coming out? When is War for Cybertron coming out?
News. Look at me. Don't credit them. Look at me.
I do like to have a little QR code, though, in the Sky signature. That's pretty awesome. I need a QR code in my signature so people can, like, follow me and stuff. Sweet. Okay. So, anything else, John? Anything else cool?
Some healthy talk on RC. I mean, people are kind of like speculating on which RC.
Speculating on RC. Sweet,
on RC. No, they speculate on RFC all the time, but they're speculating on RC tonight.
Sweet.
As gross as that sounds.
Wow. It's going to be an inject or repaint. Call it?
I'm going to save the show and jump to the wiki spotlight this week.
That's good, because I'm about to say some really bad stuff.
With Chris McFeely and Judy Church.
All right. Thank you, Brian. And once again, it is time for the TF Wiki Spotlight. And for that, as always, we go to the amazing Chris McFeely.
Oh, wait till you see what I got for you this week. This week is a new grouping of 2 dozen articles that have just come to the wiki very recently, courtesy of Blue Shift. He who gave us Jam back in the day. And these articles you will find all in the hub article of Transformers Comic Magazine. That's magazine, not magazine. No E on there. Hyphen between the comic and the magazine. A German Transformers comic, which ran for 24 issues. And why do I bring attention to this? Well, it mostly just reprinted Marvel comics, but it did have original text stories too, and some of the craziest ass covers you will ever look at, which are like drawn and colored by people who just have no idea what they were doing. And there are scans of all these covers and all the individual article pages for this comic. And the sheer ineptitude with which this thing was produced is hilarious and fascinating. It even managed, through cack-handedness, to create some new characters who I have a sneaking suspicion may be impacting on broader pieces of fiction than a few wiki articles very soon, thanks to the exposure these articles have given them. I can't say much more than that, because you have to go and see and experience this for yourself. Transformers Comic Magazine is this week's TF Wiki Spotlight and is well worth your time. Go check it out.
Radio Free Cybertron will return after these messages.
You can pretend the evil Psykill has sent 2 new renegade Globots to trap the Guardians. Robots sold separately.
You come in the air, Zero. Tux, I'm picking up Leader One on my radar. Renegade. Rip Tux to the rescue. Take this, Tux and Zero. Glad you jumped in, Flip Top.
Globots. Tux, Zero, Flip Top, and new Leader One, each sold separately.
Radio Free Cybertron, the original Transformers internet radio show since 1999. 100% girlfriend-free since 1999.
Okay, so that was the Wiki Spotlight this week with Chris McFeely, Transformers Comic Magazine.
Magazine. Awesome.
Wow.
It's pretty awesome. So.
F yeah.
Yeah, so that's pretty, pretty, pretty awesome. So, what else do we have going on? Is this breaking news? Or am I just randomly clicking something that I shouldn't be clicking?
Well, I don't know. That's something you're supposed to be clicking.
Yeah, I'm not going to click that.
Mm, Goatsy?
Click it. Yeah. It's fine. Uh-oh. I put it in there.
This
Ultra Magnus is confirmed?
This could be... Maybe. Brian, was this you or me? I don't remember this one.
What?
Because this looks this could be either fake or real, dude. I don't know if this is
right. So this image was posted over at Michael Bay's Shoot for the Edit forums.
Okay, wasn't me.
Okay,
and not he it. Said, no, it's not you. And it's a guy named Shadow. So I don't know if it's Kilby or not. It probably would say Patrick Stewart.
When the Huffer thing was posted last year for Power Core Combiners, and the rumors from Patrick Stewart were posted, I posted that to All Toys Transformers, and it made the front page of Cybertron.com. I think it made it to TFW as well, but T-Formers, AllSpark didn't post it, so we know who rocks. We really know who rocks here. Okay, sorry.
But this guy, he claims that an insider friend of his, which doesn't make any sense. Posted a call sheet or like a shooting script or something on the guys who's filming this movie, and it's like it's an insider friend. So I don't know how true this actually is, because, I mean, this guy is risking a lot putting his insider friend's page.
He might get hits on YouTube, though, so does it matter?
Right. He is about to be mighty internet famous.
See, the thing is, we had an issue when the filming happened that an extra actually gave us a report. I don't know how they did it, don't know how it happened, but they somehow tracked him down and took him off the set and pretty much said, if you do anything like this again, we will sue you.
Wow.
Wow.
And by suing you, dude, I mean, got you ball rocket up your butt, yo.
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, Michael Bay was probably like, I will take you in the trailer and you will never be
I am fixing
I will mess you up, man. I'll mess you up.
Yeah, I am going to put a lens flare up your ass.
So, I mean, we, you know, he.
I've got a rack of hankers right now. I'll beat you with
it. So, I don't know if Paramount and Bay's band of men can somehow find him through the internet. I'm pretty sure that this guy is going to be in trouble if this is actually comes out to be true.
Possibly.
Because it looks so easily faked. It's like a receipt.
Yeah.
It looks like a receipt they photoshopped. I mean, it's like
It does. Yeah. It almost looks like. I mean, you have everything else in different size fonts. I just.
I mean, let me.
Anybody conveyed this stuff and made it look like. And there's blacked out spots too, so it's like, yeah, they're trying to make it look all.
Right. This isn't that hard.
But honestly, it wouldn't be that hard to fabricate.
Parts are done in picture.
Is this a call sheet or what?
Something like that.
It looks like a call sheet.
Script slash whatever, but
welcome to what is the disinformation of the Michael Bay industry.
could be.
Now here's the funny part, okay? Conspiracy. It could be. I could have did this easily on Works in 97, and look, they used paint to cover us up with black lines, not an actual sharpener thing. But it's like okay in Dylan's penthouse, blank, arrive. Whoa. Internal Chicago, blank. What the hell happens? External Chicago, Carly's point of view, blank, and Ultra Magnus. Leading you up to say, someone important, and Ultra Magnus. Oh, we just casually left that one out.
And apparently, keep going.
It's too red.
It's too going in and out of Dylan's penthouse for some reason.
Well, he's the big deal.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe Carly. Why are you going in and out? Just stay in one place.
But it's
you are letting all the air conditioning out.
Well, let's black out skids and leave Ultra Magnus. Whoops. The only person not blacked out of these details other than Arrive.
And Carly.
Well, I mean, like I said, it's like a Weird Al Yankovic song. I'm going to explain to you the punchline for 5 minutes. You know, it's like it's too obvious. Hard to take that one too seriously.
Right. And it was also a couple months back that somebody gave us its poster, which was fake, but it was a Dark of the Moon poster, which actually looked really, really good. But
Dark of the Moon.
But Bay denied that it was real. So,
okay.
I mean, the fact that looked really legit, and you know, the fact that somebody can just type up a couple words and stuff in Photoshop.
I have the first RFC listener request. I'd like all of you to do when Dark of the Moon comes to DVD, or you guys get a bootleg or whatever. I want you to sync up with Wizard of Oz.
You don't condone bootlegging, though.
A bootleg, well, you know, it's just it fell off the truck, and I didn't know it was next year's Bacon exclusive. Whatever you want to call it, KOtoys.com. Whatever you want to do. However you do it, I want you guys to make a video where you sync it up with Wizard of Oz and send it to tfradio.net.
Oh, cool.
You will win nothing but XV's hugs and kisses.
That's yeah. Like a con.
He will make you a sandwich. But,
whenever the Tin Man talks, it's all explosions.
Yeah.
Nice. I've been making this joke since we heard the news, and it just dawned on me. Someone make this video for me, and we will. It'll be Twitter theater for like a month straight. Like, dude, someone made this. This is terrible. Someone made it.
Part 15.
Okay.
They put Wizard of Oz and Mojo Peen on someone. Oh.
Okay.
Okay.
So,
hey, JD, what's going on this week in history?
Well, I'll tell you. something that we didn't get here, but was somewhere else. So
yeah, it's pretty cool. Not really.
After he stops. Crack.
Yeah. So what? January 12th, 2002. That was so long ago. Robots in Disguise episode Attack from Outer Space premiered in Canada, but not here.
Yeah, we never got it.
Yeah, nope. As in most of the show.
Why was that?
9/11.
Yeah,
this one because the first episode,
there was a little thing up in an episode.
It was this
is
one.
That what happened in this one
too.
Oh.
There were two of
three them episodes we never got because of that.
There you go. I have a list of them somewhere.
Okay.
Very cool. I didn't have life back then, so I kicked off.
Okay. So let's go ahead and take a very quick break, and we'll be back with our topic.
And now, another RTM1 dub moment.
Hang on! You Autobots are a bunch of fools. Don't even think about winning this battle.
Just who do you think you are? Where are you from?
All right, listen up. I'm the ninja consultant for the Decepticons. My name is Six Shot.
Oh, yeah?
Now you know who I am. Look out!
Sneaky, I'll get you.
This is my way of doing things. I never waste my time talking.
Is that right? I'm Ultra Magnus, the Autobot's local commander here. Now I want you to see this.
How come you missed me?
This has been my way of doing things. I fight the way soldiers should.
Talk is cheap, my friends. Let's see the real action.
Hey, this is JD from Fanboy Versus. Join me, Chris Triplett, and Chris McFeely live every Sunday at 4:30 p.m. Eastern, or download the podcast. We'll discuss the week's biggest comic news as well as review the current week's best issues. So tune in to Fanboy Versus right here on the TF Radio Network.
Okay, so we are back. The topic this week is it's a new year, and we anticipate lots of stuff happening this year. So, last week we just established that 2010 was the best year ever. Can 2011 touch it? Yes,
no.
Yes, it can.
No.
Yes, yes, not it everybody. Can. Maybe.
No, it won't.
Nah.
Yes.
Meh. Meh.
This is another movie year. There's going to be lots of fun stuff.
Yeah, exactly. Amy is right, dudes.
It's another movie year. It's going to suck.
Yeah.
BotCon this year is going to be so much fun because they're going to have so many reveals.
For those of us that can get to BotCon, the problem with this that when BotCon is like in a extreme part of the country, like one coast or the other, like it was this past year, it's hard for some people to make it. Like I said, it's already kind of established that I'm going. I just got to figure out how I'm paying for it.
Because you're awesome.
Yeah.
There.
You want to hobo it over there? I mean,
I'm gonna call it a few months ahead of time. And fandom, please listening to me. This is the third movie. They're not going to look like they did in G1. Get over it and enjoy the movie on its own merits. Thank you. Good night.
I think most fans appreciate the movies for what they are. They don't actually whine and complain that they're not the Romita models anymore.
I think I'm talking to the vocal minority that fills up the internet.
Absolutely. Are you talking about us? I mean, like shoebox Transformers way more than the organic, you know, shapes that the new movie characters have. I don't care. I'm past it. This Optimus Prime takes faces. I mean,
You can't beat that.
This is going to be us in 3 months doing reviews of the Burger King hamburger we just ate. Dude, I just had a Whopper Con, and it was good. Not as good as the barbecue Stacticon, but the Transmetal Ketchup really added something to it.
Ooh, Transmetal, it'd be like silver colored. Of course, it would probably have mercury or something. So
we're going to be like
arsenic.
And we're going to be like doing the video, because we're doing video this year. We're like, we'll be drinking and casually holding up our can of Mountain Dew with like Skids or somebody on it, or you know, Kismal Toys. There's like, you'll see like XV Pickus tooth with like a Transformers 3 toothpick he got at Walgreens or something. This is gonna be a fun time.
No, Rob, I use a fork.
Ew.
Okay, so a little bit of structure here. So in February, we have Toy Fair, and according to Jack at T-Formers, Ian and I will have someone there, so we'll have an all day report from Toy Fair.
And that would be awesome.
Like we did last year. Which
what
was,
day is that?
The February second Saturday of February. So,
yeah, you're right.
So,
okay.
So yeah, so hopefully JD, you will be there.
Hopefully, hint, hint. Yeah.
But we did that last year. It was a blast. So, but we should see lots and lots and lots and lots of toys, which is always good. Even if it's movie toys, it's still new toys. So we're definitely going to get new generations. I think that's a given. We may see our first Transformers Prime toys. I mean, didn't
most likely
didn't the War for Cybertron stuff show up around Toy Fair last year?
It showed up. The leaked stuff showed up around Toy Fair, and then we got our first official look at Toy Fair.
Yeah. So you know, it's going to be crazy. We mentioned Warpath and RC. We'll probably see our Dark of the Moon stuff, and we'll probably get some sort of insight into what Dark of the Moon is going to be just by virtue of the characters that we're going to see. Do we expect any type of sequel? We probably don't expect a sequel to War for Cybertron this year. I don't think that's in the cards.
It's too soon.
No,
fast.
They're
yeah, I don't think that they said it's
they're too
soon.
Busy.
I think the last time I saw that was 2012 is when they were shooting it.
What about are we getting I've not seen anything about a Dark of the Moon game. Is that
It's been announced. The guys
I haven't heard about that either.
Yeah.
No, they
I don't think
announced.
We need an announcement. It's going to happen.
Yeah. Big movies don't always happen to have games. Star Trek 2009 did not have a game associated with it, and it was a
yeah, that was rare. I think it's because J.J. Abrams was like, I don't want you screwing up my movie with a shitty game.
Well, and I think it probably also had to
do that by themselves with Star Trek Online.
Yeah, I was going to say, Star Trek Online came out about the same time, which is probably why they didn't
and
do
it
that.
Takes place in the same universe.
Yeah, so...
Yes, it has already been announced that Transformers 3 was going to get a game.
And, you know, until we actually play it, we don't know that it's going to be a bad game. We can assume that it's going to be a bad game, but...
Chances are...
Revenge of the Fallen
Name three movie tie-in games that were good.
None.
Batman Returns for
Start
the Super Nintendo.
What
movie tie-in games... Can we
Spider-Man 2. Spider-Man 2.
Yeah, that was a good game.
Okay. Super one. Star Wars.
This is a new sound.
Yeah, do Star Wars games count? Because we can probably come up with three good Star Wars games.
It would
games.
Have to come out. It would have to come out. So we can say that the Pod Racer game was good.
Rogue Squadron.
I've got
Rogue
it.
Rogue Squadron wasn't a tie-in game. What?
I've got it on a technicality.
What?
When Ninja Turtles 07 came out, they re-released the arcade game on Xbox Live Arcade with 07.
That's cheating.
Oh, that's so cheating.
But it's beside the point.
Okay, anyway, I'm sorry. I digressed semi...
We're getting Transformers Prime. Transformers Prime is coming out. Amy, you mentioned some comics that are coming out this year. We're getting comics.
And we're going to be getting Foundation and Rising Storm.
See
hello.
That. Yeah, we heard you. That's our great. That's, so we're getting comics.
Well, we're gonna get Rising Storm and we're gonna get Foundation. Those are both supposed to be movie inspired, but then there's also the movie inspired comics that will come out too. Trying to think what the word is. My brain has stopped working right now.
Sorry, we blinded you with science. So.
Yeah, it's okay. No, every single one comes out, you know, every movie comes out, they have a comic that's the movie, but in comic form, they'll have that as well. So that's what I was trying to get at. So.
But, you know, we're going to get lots of stuff. I mean, it's guaranteed. Transformers is still a huge toy line. We have, we have the movie, toy line. We have the, we're going to have a movie branded toy line associated with the, vanilla tagless toy line. Or is it going to, you know how the Revenge of the Fallen became the current toy line, is it going to go become Dark of the Moon? Is that the thought, or do we have any idea yet?
What?
So the Revenge of the Fallen.
Run that by me again?
Yeah, Revenge of the Fallen was the toy line, and then it sort of segued into being the nameless Transformers line.
Oh, okay. Are you saying like the packaging designs
the
we
packaging
saw?
Movie.
Yes. So
no, I.
Is that
the Transformers packaging?
Yeah, that'll shift back into the movie again in May.
So what's going to happen is at Toy Fair, they're most likely going to talk about the rest of the Reveal the Shield. And as well, they're saying this is what's going to happen for the rest of spring. And then as that, as Reveal the Shield kind of tapers off, I mean, Hunt for the Decepticons ended pretty quickly, yes, and Reveal the Shield started very quickly, like right after it. So it's probably going to happen the same way. The rumor is that Dark of the Moon starts in May, in late May, which is about right. The time frame is right.
That's good cycle and time.
Yeah, pretty much right as that hits, bam, you're gonna see these huge, you know, end cases, and you're gonna see these, you know, big pulls, and people are gonna try to buy the toys and cry about it 3 weeks before the embargo date. It's gonna be awesome.
Yeah,
you guys are gonna hear some
dogs and cats living together in harmony.
You know, crying Mass river, hysteria. Things like that. So, Toy Fair is definitely going to – you're going to see pretty much some really exciting stuff once it comes to Toy Fair. BotCon is just going to be a big pat on the back and a job well done all around to talk about. It's just going to be a big circle fest.
Circle fest.
Awesome.
I don't know what that is, but I think I know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
A hand – and circles, a
no,
circle.
Yes. We don't have to go. Yeah. No.
We got you.
Yeah, but a bunch of them are going to be. That's pretty much what BotCon's going to wind up being. There's going
to
be a huge.
You know what I'm looking forward to at BotCon, the Hall of Fame.
Yeah,
I really enjoyed the Hall of Fame this past year. I mean,
it was so good.
I thought it was going to be stupid, but it actually ended up being kind of classy.
How long?
Oh, it was great.
How long did it take them to launch the Hall of Fame for them to actually start? Was that like 3-4 months out?
Yeah, I think if they're going to do it, they've got to do it pretty quick.
They better start doing it now, right? I mean,
yeah. They're
better.
Relatively soon. Although I wonder if the voting thing will be legit.
The vote? You don't think the voting was legit last year?
Well, I mean, hey, it was a good swerve, Dinobot, but.
It was not
a radio button vote. You could click on all four, hit submit, and it'd take it.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I tried it. I was just like, huh, I wonder.
Are you telling me that they programmed the radio buttons incorrectly?
I'm saying they just had fill-in gifts, and they were like, okay, let's take a general feel for it.
And then do what we want.
So
do who we can book.
Yeah, it's like, hey, Dinobot. Yeah, man, Dinobot. Good, because, you know, Greg Berger was, like, busy.
Expensive. Yeah. It's like, he is a high-class traveler. That's not happening.
He's a high-class traveler. You think
he demands a limo service and purple M&Ms.
Oh, awesome. Okay.
Regardless of the season.
But yeah, so, I mean, you know, like I said, we have the toy lines coming up. We have all, you know, all this stuff. I think it's going to be a great year. I'm in the minority of the fans who think that the movie years are good years, but they are because there's so much
crap. I do too. You're not alone.
I mean, you know, so choice is never, never a bad thing. And, you know, so.
Nope. That's true. Absolutely we got not. Plenty
yeah.
of that.
Yeah.
Don't worry. You're going to get a lot of bumblebees to choose from this year.
Yes.
We already have a lot of bumblebees.
And we're going to get bumblebees we've already gotten, but, you know, in slightly new colors.
Right. Nice.
Right. Okay. It's going to have stripes on the roof this time.
So anything else on this thought? We're kind of running a little bit long. Let's go ahead and jump to Twitter Theater.
Word.
Rob, I'm going to go ahead and play it for the people, and we'll come back, and you just sort of tell us what the heck this is, okay?
Okay.
Out in Lightspeed, have made a trip to the Schaefer Energy Complex, the most advanced space energy center in the United States. Lightspeed is a member of the Space Energy Commission.
Oh, wow!
Never seen them here before. Must be looking for work.
So Rob, tell us what inspired this week's Twitter Theater.
Well, I kind of felt like, you know, my Twitter Theaters are generally just a few minutes long. And last week's was not only a giant pile of crazy. It was a giant pile of crazy. It went for 10 minutes. So I went for,
You did us a favor.
Yeah. Yeah, I went for something short and funny, and this was basically like, hey, Easter egg with, once again, all the lines pointing to it. See? See? Did you see it? See? See?
This was the this was the TFCOG version. Yeah. The original didn't have all of the...
The beep boop beeps, yeah.
It didn't have the, huh? What the heck? Yeah.
Essentially, there's an episode in Victory that apparently didn't even air on TV. It was like a straight-to-video or didn't show up till later, where they're at some Autobot base while the Autobots are like all scratching their butts and doing stuff and complaining about people not having jobs. And randomly, RTD2 and C-3PO just go right in front of the camera.
Yeah, pretty awesome.
It's like, oh, Easter eggs. That's pretty much it. It's just 40 seconds and funny. So, hey, why not?
That's pretty awesome. Hey, John, I'm reading the chat, and I'm just completely lost. Tell us what's going on.
Well, mass hysteria, basically. they love your Twitter theater this week, Rob. This is right up their alley, and I think it's the perfect length. What is that, like a matter of seconds?
Yeah.
It's enough for people to lose their minds, but yes, it's a bunch of lols and lulls, and it's a big hit. We should retweet that.
Yeah,
I think we should retweet it now. Retweet in fact, it. I will do that because the chat's eating it up.
Yeah, it's pretty awesome.
And there's like no summary I can give you other than lulls.
Yeah,
wait. Barricade 64 pretty much sums it up.
Yeah.
Yep.
We're being nice. It's like there's a whole bunch of turds mixing around and just won't stick to you.
There's like awesome trolling going on in the chat this week.
Yeah. Brian, you'd be proud.
Yeah. I had nothing to do with it. I mean, it's awesome. So
I'm sorry.
Brian's just laughing.
Okay. So anything else this week, guys, before we close her out?
No, I think we're good.
We're good. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's
end on a high.
Yeah. Okay, so that's been Radio Free Cybertron this week. Don't forget to check us out at Twitter at TF Radio, at TF Radio, Facebook, facebook.com/TF Radio. You can actually find out all of this stuff and more at our new profile at about.me/TF Radio. So we will be back next week. Thank you for listening, and I want to thank everyone for being here. Brian Kilby for the guys. See you next week.
This has been Radio Free Cybertron. Visit us at tfradio.net for show notes and to subscribe to the podcast. Follow us on Twitter at TF Radio for news and updates. Watch our live stream at tfradio.net/live. Join our Facebook fan page at facebook.com/TF Radio. Subscribe to our YouTube channel, TF Radio Network. Have a question or comment? Leave it on our Facebook fan page or mail it to contact@tfradio.net. Copyright 2010, Radio Free Cybertron.